New figures from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism show that people are continuing to spend big bucks to have fun in the state. According to the Economic Impact of Tourism in Wisconsin report, tourist spending topped $13 billion in 2018. That's up nearly 5% from the previous year. It also marked the ninth straight year that tourism spending increased. Sarah Meany is the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Secretary appointee Meany, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
Well, there's been reporting on the latest numbers. Looks like the tourism industry is in pretty good shape. What do you suppose is behind that in Wisconsin?
Well, it's always great to see continued steady growth. So at $21.6 billion in economic impact in the state, we're pretty happy to see that trend continue. What we do know is that certainly areas of the state have seen growing levels of activity and interest. We did see that 26% of that total economic impact comes out of the state's largest city, Milwaukee, with quite a few large events certainly happening in 2018. We can never forget, of course, Harley-Davidson's five-year anniversary celebration that brings many, many people in. But that is not alone the one thing that contributes to that growth. It's a statewide effort, and we see regions across the state also buoying those numbers and seeing growth throughout the state.
What does this all mean in terms of jobs here in the state?
So, you know, along with the economic impact, we've also seen an increase in jobs related to tourism and sustained by tourism. So that number is also up. Nearly 200,000 jobs in the state are sustained by tourism, and the number is actually 199,073. And that number is also up over 2017. So it's good to see job creation as a result of continued success and growth throughout the state. But we also have to keep in mind that, you know, we need to continue to attract workers and retain workers as they graduate or come visit the state and want to stay here.
What does this look like in terms of in-state versus out-of-state? Is most of our tourism, we go from point A to point B within Wisconsin, or are we luring a lot of visitors in across the borders?
That's a great question. It's actually a fair mix of both. Wisconsinites do enjoy traveling within Wisconsin, and that is a target market of ours at the Department of Tourism. We definitely market to Wisconsinites to spread their wings and see other parts of the state. But we also see a large amount of people coming by personal vehicle. Actually, we're very dependent on the driving market from the neighboring states. Chicago is a really large feeder market for us, as is Minneapolis-St. Paul, Northeast Iowa, parts of Missouri, and Michigan. So, but we do see a lovely number coming internationally, but we really want to see those numbers grow. We also have high expectations for growth in the future, and we expect to look further afield and potentially to direct flight markets to bring people into our airport cities as gateways to the rest of the state.
We're talking to Sarah Meany, Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, about Wisconsin's tourism economy and its future. Sarah, you've been quoted, forgive me if I'm not getting this exactly right, but you say we could be kicking a lot more butt in Wisconsin when it comes to our tourism.
Yes, one of my shining moments of ad-lib speaking. No, and I mean every word of it. You know, what's great is we have a really strong foundation. Wisconsin is an excellent destination. The department and the tourism industry throughout the state have done great work for many years, and that steady growth is a testament to that. But we also know that with tweaking and additional strategic planning, we can grow in markets that we haven't necessarily completely kicked all the butts yet, so to speak. We do anticipate that we can see growth and want to see growth in younger travelers. Certainly millennials know through experience that Wisconsin is a great place not just to visit, but also to work here and to raise a family. But we do rely very heavily on the older traveler as our visitor base. So we expect to be working hard to attract more younger visitors and a more diverse visitor base as well. We know that we have, you know, an offering that appeals to so many people from so many walks of life. We just need to do more intentional work and authentic work to make sure that we get the message out. And then another opportunity for growth really is those direct flight markets. You know, Milwaukee and Madison and other regional airports have a lot of direct flights from many cities around the country. With additional investment, of course, marketing costs money. With additional investment in the tourism campaigns that we have planned, we do anticipate being able to pull people from much further afield. In fact, just today I got a message on Facebook from a visitor from Germany who's in Wisconsin for the month, and he just can't understand why more people in Germany and Western Europe don't go to Wisconsin more. So I think he's right. I think we have an incredible tourism product and have all the reasons why people should come visit. So we're going to be working hard to get the word out and build awareness.
If I can get a bit travel wonky now, you've focused on, I know, not just how many people are coming in, but how much, how many dollars are being spent per tourist a day. How do we start to drive that number up to make sure that we're getting as much economic impact out of each tourist we possibly can?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, you know, it's a complex equation, actually. But the more mature each of our destination markets becomes, the more opportunities people have to leave their money behind when they visit Wisconsin. So what we saw is, we saw a nice 1.9% increase in total visitors to the state in 2018 over 2017. That was about 1.9% increase, 112 million people. Those people per person spend was higher, noticeably higher. And that obviously means that people are finding more reasons to stay longer and spend more money on recreation. Now, the recreation sector within the tourism economy saw the largest amount of growth at over 8%. So compare that to food and lodging and other sectors within the industry. That's a great indication that people want to come to Wisconsin to play. They want to come and have a really good time. And outdoor recreation plays an important piece of that, too. So the longer people stay, the more overnights that we can get people to commit to, the more dollars get left behind in our state. So we see outdoor recreation not only as a growing opportunity, but also a really strong existing platform from which to build. So we see a lot of opportunity in that area. And that also explains why that's a focus area of the governor's proposed budget. We've heard great feedback on that throughout the industry and on both sides of the aisle, politically, frankly, because tourism is neither red nor green. It's neither red nor blue. It's actually green. Everyone's dollars contribute to that economic impact.
I wanted to ask a little more about the state budget. A lot going on there. What do you see as the key points when it comes to tourism spending in the state?
Well, we're excited by the support and feedback we've gotten from all over the state. The governor has proposed an increase in the tourism budget of approximately $5.1 million over the biennium. What that means to us, we currently have $15.5 million a year to spend in tourism, marketing, and advertising. But when you contrast that to our neighboring states to the east and west, may they go unnamed at the moment, we are way behind in terms of dollars available. So it makes it really hard to stay competitive because it is those states themselves that are targeting our own citizens to visit outside the state. So we know that the jobs in tourism themselves are very important. We know the economic impact is important. We don't want to see those numbers slip as competition continues to heat up. And trust me, it is. The strategic plans from our neighboring states definitely have Wisconsin in their sights, and we want to make sure that we can remain competitive and keep more of those dollars and growth opportunities within the state of Wisconsin.
Speaking of opportunities, you mentioned the role of events a little bit earlier. I want to key in on one coming up next year, the Democratic National Convention coming to Milwaukee. Looking ahead to that, how do you want to make sure that we get the best out of that we can as a state?
Yeah. Well, it goes without saying that the event itself, of course, is expected to have significant economic impact on the days that all those people are in town in southeastern Wisconsin. But as far as we see it statewide, the opportunity is much greater than that. It's an unprecedented opportunity where the world is watching Wisconsin and Milwaukee, and certainly the national media will be paying more attention than they have in a long time to what's going on here in Wisconsin. So I think that's a huge opportunity that we are already making plans and efforts to take advantage of. We have really great stories to tell here in Wisconsin, and the national media isn't necessarily fully up to speed with all the things to talk about. So we're going to be working hard in the months leading up to that convention to make sure people have the right things to talk about and the most updated things to talk about so that people's impressions and understanding of what it is to be from Wisconsin, what it actually means, and increase that interest. Now, you know, the DNC isn't the only big event in 2020. The Ryder Cup, of course, a huge golf event, will also be bringing many, many, many people to the area to focus on that incredible international golf event. But those dollars get left behind throughout the state. You know, people don't just fly into an airport and show up at one place. They spend dollars and money in all of the local economies along the way. And we have plans to entice people to want to spend a few days on either end of that incredible golf experience in the surrounding areas and throughout the state as well. So big events like that, of course, make a big jump in visitation during those days. But really, it puts Milwaukee and it puts Wisconsin on the map in a new way and helps people redefine what they think about Wisconsin as a destination. So we are going to do everything we can to take advantage of that.
We'll leave it there for now. Secretary Designee Meany, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Sarah Meany is the secretary appointee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We talked to her about the agency's annual economic report, which came out this week. It shows that more than $13 billion was spent by tourists in Wisconsin in 2018.